Oh, hey guys. Oh, hey. Welcome back to So Anyways. Sabby here. So guys, it's been 2 months since I've uploaded an episode, and I am actually so mad at myself because I have been trying to record an episode for the past like weeks, honestly, and I'm so mad because I'm mad that I took the 2 months break. When before I was posting weekly, even though I have like 5 episodes, I was doing it weekly and I feel like I was picking up the momentum and I was getting better at it and I was flowing more with the episodes. And now after 2 months of not doing this, I feel like I don't know how to do it anymore. And I'm just like, I keep doubting myself and I keep like thinking, you know what? Maybe I'm just not good enough for this and I should just quit this podcast. I have been feeling so stuck with it lately because I keep thinking negative self-sabotage thoughts about it. And I just have this chronic self-sabotage issue. But anyway, yeah, so 2 months. You guys are probably wondering, well, Sabby, what is the update in 2 months? Okay, this is the worst part. I wish I could have an excuse as to why I didn't post for 2 months. I wish I can be like, oh, I was in Italy. Oh, I was traveling all over the world. No, I did absolutely nothing this summer. I did nothing. I went nowhere. I did nothing. Well, I did go to Mexico for a little over a week, but 4 days of that was like with this brand partnership trip. So it was like technically work, but it was still nice. And then the other 4 days was like actually fun. But yeah, I traveled basically for 4 days, and that's fine. You don't always have to travel like for a summer. It's okay. Side note, why do I feel like everybody went to Italy this summer, right? Is that just me? So many people all over Instagram were just like all in Monaco or Italy or whatever. But yeah, I did nothing. And I have no life update because I literally had no life this summer. And that makes me feel 10 times worse because it's just like, okay, well, why didn't you make an episode sooner? I don't know. I'm just a lazy fat bum. But also, I want to bring up the fact that I want to bring back my self-sabotage talk because for the past couple of weeks when I've been trying to record episodes or topics or whatever and talk about things, I have been feeling so insecure with the podcast. Like I want to give up all the time. I keep telling myself like I don't want to do this anymore, and I'm like, okay, what if this is not a good safe space for me? I feel insecure with like the things I say, and I always felt insecure with my intelligence and that I might say something wrong, or like I don't trust myself with a microphone. So I've been like going through these battles of like literally quitting my podcast, but I know I don't want to. That's the thing. I hate on myself so much, and I tell myself that I'm not good enough at it and I should quit, but then I know at the end of the day, no, I want to do this. And one of the main reasons why I even started the podcast was because I wanted to give myself a reason to like research more and be more knowledgeable about things so I can talk about it and articulate and learn how to be more articulate, because I am also super insecure about that. I'm just really insecure about my freaking brain. But I also think I set really high expectations for myself. And then when I don't reach them, like as expected, I get really depressed and I beat myself up over it. And then I'm just like, okay, well, I'm just gonna quit. And I'm so done with being that person. Because if something's not perfect, I'm just like, okay, I'm just not gonna do this anymore. And I just want to start feeling like I don't want to try anymore. Like I just want to, I'm trying not to try. Because I think trying too hard is the biggest reason of failure. Or I don't know, is that not right? I don't know. Maybe you should try hard. I don't know. But another reason, I feel like I feel so dumb these days. And I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, okay, like, why do I feel so dumb these days? Why do I feel like I don't even think anymore? Like, I don't even know what I think. I don't even think I, like, think at all. Do you guys think? I feel like I'm not thinking at all. And I want to bring up something that I feel like is not only happening to me, but I feel like is happening to a lot of other people. I feel like I don't have opinions anymore. I don't know what my opinions are about anything in general. And I don't think like I think about my opinions. I just don't think I'm like thinking anymore. I feel like I used to be a lot more opinionated and I used to have organic thoughts and have more opinions, like stronger opinions about things. And now I find myself like just easily simply agreeing with everything I hear or see. I'm just like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure. I don't care. And I'm not like putting myself in a space where I'm challenging any thoughts anymore. And maybe that has something to do with the fact that I'm not in school anymore, because being in college really did stimulate my brain a lot more. And now that I've graduated, I'm on my own to discover and consume my own knowledge. But I also feel like we're just like subconsciously as a whole getting used to not having opinions anymore, or not expressing them, or not like having stronger opinions as much as we used to before. And I think that's because I attribute that to the world around us, because there's so much sensitivity. And I kind of feel like the world is enforcing everyone to be open-minded. Like, you need to be open-minded these days, and if you aren't, and if you like are challenging or disagreeing with something, then it's probably safer for you to just shut your mouth and not share your opinions at all. And everyone's just like scared to be opinionated or like express opinions, because you'll just be shot down. Okay, not like literally shot down, but like your opinion will be shot down. And honestly, and you'll be shot down, probably. You know, you'll be canceled. You'll offend anyone. I just freaking saw a TikTok the other day of a mom talking about how her daughter gets so much anxiety. Like, it's a mental health issue. She gets so much anxiety when she has to read out loud in the classroom. So she asked the teacher to excuse her daughter because it's causing her mental health issues. Like, excuse me? What? WTF? We all had to read out loud in the classroom. Those were probably the worst moments of my entire life. Like, we all hated those moments, and we all doubted the even fact that if we can even read. Popcorn reading picking was the most, like, I would shake. I would be so terrified of my name getting pulled. And that's normal. Teachers should do that to kids, because kids should be challenged and disciplined and be ready to read out loud, because they should practice reading. The fact that in this day and age, it's okay to be dismissed and excused because of mental health and like anxiety and like feeling like, oh, that's causing me stress. Like, what is happening to our world? Emotions and feelings are just becoming too much of an extreme. Like, someone can literally sue an entire corporation for feeling discriminated against with literally no proof, and then they would win, because everything is just about how people feel these days. It's all about just emotions. And the fact that even ADHD and autism is on the rise, and like, obviously it's on the rise. There's actually an autism and ADHD epidemic that's happening that doctors are talking about, because there's a huge overdiagnosis for it. Everyone's like being diagnosed with ADHD and autism because they want to be diagnosed with ADHD and autism. Like, my friend is in medical school, and she told me that she was listening in on, she was shadowing a doctor, and the doctor told this adult patient that she doesn't have, I don't know if it was ADHD or autism, but she didn't have either one of them. And she started crying, and she was like, no, I think you're wrong. And the doctor was like, no, you don't have them. And she was crying, telling him he was wrong, because she wants to have them. Like, I just don't understand. Why would you want to have them? It's literally like everyone just wants an excuse, and they just want to point blame somewhere, and they just want a reason to shrink responsibility as much as possible, because nobody wants to be responsible these days. Like, the fact that if I have ADHD or autism, like, I am less responsible because of this. And it's so sad, because ADHD and autism is a real mental health issue that real people suffer from. And nowadays, like, it's just being thrown around so easily. I'll be watching TikTok, and it'll be a video of somebody saying, like, my autism traits that my boyfriend sees, or like my ADHD daily habits. And I'll watch it and be like, well, I do that all the time. Does that mean I have that? And then I'll go to the comments, and all the comments are like, dude, we all do that, blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, I just think it's crazy. And I'm not like disregarding mental health issues at all here. I'm just saying everyone is just freely labeling themselves as to whatever they freaking feel like. And like, of course you think you have ADHD or autism because you can't focus or you're distracted. We're living in the most distracted time ever. Like, we're consuming our lives with so many insignificant sources, and our attention span is like not even existent, and we're just mindlessly scrolling. Like, we literally are mindless. We're not thinking. We're just like, just literally, we're just in this box. I feel like everybody is just in this box to just be having the same thoughts and thinking the same things. And the internet is playing so much with our emotions also, which I'm not a scientist or anything, but like, do you guys ever, when you watch a video and it'll be something so sad, it'll literally make you cry tears. Like, I literally cry tears if I watch something sad, and it's literally a 15 second video, and I'll cry legit tears, and then I'll scroll down a couple more times, and then it's like something hilarious and I'll be laughing. Is that not psychopathic? It's kind of psychopathic, right? I don't know. I personally don't think it's like right for our emotions to be going up and down in literally seconds. Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, this goes back to my whole point as to why I feel like nobody knows how to think anymore. And we're getting so used to not thinking. Okay, I always have been the one to try to be as curious as possible and to question everything, and like literally everything. I just wanted to always question everything so I just could know the most information ever. And I don't think I'm smart at all, but I think that being curious is the best thing you can do for yourself. But these days, I also feel like no one's questioning anything. Like, the news is not even real anymore. What is the news? You will see... Okay, last year there was a headline of literally the news saying that NASA scientists have come out and said that there are unidentified objects flying in the sky and that they don't know what they are and that they're most likely aliens. I swear nobody talked about this. Nobody cared. And like, okay, fine. You don't care about aliens? Fine. Literally the headlines nowadays will be like, US is going to war with Russia, or like some kind of war headline or climate catastrophe. And then in the next 5 seconds, another headline with the same news source will be like, Demi Lovato changes her pronouns from they, them to she, her. Tell me why that is important. Why do we care? Sorry, Demi Lovato, but like, WTF, why do we care about your pronouns being changed? And why is that on the news? The fact that that's what the news is talking about. And it's just no one seems to care. And no one seems to question anything. No one seems to be thinking anymore. There's no organic thoughts. I feel like no one has opinions anymore. And I mean, I feel all of this personally myself too. Like, I feel like I'm a robot these days. Like, I'm like, don't even know how to think anymore. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is that if you ever feel dumb and stupid and you're doubting your self-worth and you feel like you can't really, like, you feel just so stuck and you are hating on yourself, I think the internet is the culprit and the world around us. And I'm not trying to blame, no, I am blaming the world, but also you need to blame yourself too, because I definitely blame myself. There is more I could be doing to think, and I could be reading more, which I should be reading more. I want to be reading more, and I could be putting myself out there to like meet more people or like have more conversations with different people other than my friend group that I see 24/7. And I could, you know, like share more ideas and thoughts and like, you know, just stimulate more conversations with other people. Another thing is I find myself when I go out, I do feel like I'm boring. I always think to myself like, wow, I am so boring. I have no personality. And I also attribute that to everything I just said, because I think you feel boring Okay, I think everyone to their core is not boring. Everyone to the core is super interesting. And the only reason we would think somebody is boring is probably because we feel like they aren't showing us their true selves, or like they aren't giving us real honest data about their person. And I think when somebody just shows honesty and shows their honest opinions about what they think about the world around them, or like what is happening in their world, that's the most attractive, interesting, charismatic thing somebody can do. And so I think just being more honest about who you authentically are and what you actually think about, and maybe just like, I think writing helps a lot. When you write down your feelings and your thoughts, you begin to become more opinionated about what you think, what is happening in your life, and your thoughts flow more effortlessly, like in your mind. I think not writing and not reading is and just like constantly sticking on the internet and sticking and watching videos and this and that is really like putting us in this box, and that's probably why we feel so shitty about ourselves, because we don't even know about ourselves anymore. We don't even know what we think or how to think. And yeah, so I guess what I want to say is a lot of negative thinking is about ourselves, and questioning and doubting our self-worth comes down to, you know, like where we're spreading our attention. And if we pay more attention to feeding ourselves more knowledge and being more knowledgeable about just the world around us, literally about anything, I feel like you develop more self-love and self-respect for yourself when you feel like your mind is stimulated in a positive way. Because honestly, the internet and being on TikTok and being on Instagram and being on whatever makes, like, you don't realize how shitty it makes you feel at the end of the day. And even if you think, I never compare myself to people, watching whatever videos, subconsciously, you're always comparing yourself to people. Like, it's just a given. Like, you don't even know that you're doing it, but your mind is doing it. You're, like, sleeping and comparing yourself to people, and then you wake up and you feel shitty. It is the internet. It's funny that I'm saying this when my job is literally the internet. Like, Megan makes heads. No, I just think that I'm, like, literally going crazy because, like, I don't even know anything. Oh my god, I'm sweating so much because I'm in this room and I turn off the AC because the AC is loud and then the audio picks up the AC. So I'm literally drenched. I'm drenched. I'm literally wet. So I'm gonna go and shower and like, or like jump in a pool or something. And I will see you guys later. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Sorry if you hated it, and sorry if I offended you. Did I offend anyone? Was that anything I said offensive? I'm so sorry. See, the fact that I have to think about anything being offensive is so offending to me. Okay, but I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'm gonna try to come back every week. No, I am going to come back every week. If I don't, you guys just can like beat me up and keep me accountable because, but next week I really want to talk about boys because I keep getting questions about why I am single. I mean, is it that hard to believe? So I guess I'm going to talk about why I have been single all my life next week. So if you guys have any more questions about that topic, then ask them my way so that I can deliver them next week in next week's episode. Okay, bye guys. Have a great rest of your day. Love you.